Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. Pruning plants, just like spiritual pruning in our lives, is important, vital for our maturity and bearing fruit. God is the gardener. He works in our lives according to His love.
It shall forever.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Oh, love of God, how rich and measureless and strong,
it shall forevermore endure
the saints and angels' song.
We can only see a little of the ocean as we stand on the rocky shore, but out there beyond the horizon, there's more, there's more. We can only see a little of God's loving, a few rich treasures from His mighty store. But out there beyond the horizon, there's more, there's more. Could we with ink the ocean fill, or were the skies of parchment made? Were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
to write the love of God above
would drain the ocean dry.
Nothing the scroll contain the whole,
stretched from sky to sky. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure,
how measureless and strong, it shall
thank you, Lord, for your love and care about us that directs your pruning in our lives. We have confidence in the reality that every branch you trim, every one that you cut off, is according to your foreknowledge, wisdom, your plan for us. You alone are God. You know what's best for us. It is your loving direction for your children that we rest in. Father, when you close a door, it is for our good. And as you're pruning and taking things away out of our grasp, we thank you for your protection. We praise you, Father, for working all these things for our good. May your Spirit give us that confidence and peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name, we pray and ask these things. Amen.
and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longing as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his of all our golden dreams. I love to tell the story. It did so much for me, and that is just the reason I tell it now to thee. My theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoso believeth in him should not perish, but have
your name forever and ever. I will declare your grace and your mercy and tell of your unfailing love.
Your loving
kindness
Watches me, and I know he watches.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry that includes several outreaches. This weekly radio broadcast reaches audiences across the United States. A detailed email with information and a link to the program is sent out each Sunday to those who requested that service. Another significant part of our ministry is a very interactive website, calltoworship.us. We also provide a podcast of each program, as well as our Twitter feed and Facebook page. A relatively new addition to the Call to Worship Ministries is Christian Oldies, the early days of contemporary Christian music from Jesus music era through the early 80s are songs that still minister to hearts today. The Christian Oldies radio program was first broadcast back in 2004, and now the music of Christian Oldies is available online 24/7. If you remember music of the Imperials, Keith Green, Second Chapter of Acts, Andre Crouch, Phil Kagi, and Love Song, then visit calltoworship.us and click on Christian Oldies. Or for music on the go, check out live365.com and choose Christian Oldies to listen. We really appreciate your encouraging letters, your generosity, and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501.
Thank you. blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, Lord of His Spirit, I'm washed in His blood.
This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day.
Thank you for joining us for our call to worship and praise.
Thank you. has saved me. With his power he has raised me. To God
be the glory
for the things he has done.
Just let me live my life. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And should I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. With his blood he has saved me. With his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. For the things he has done.
Pruning. Have you ever done any pruning? Most of us take the pruning shears in hand and start cutting branches based on what we think looks good or to get rid of parts that are in the way. I remember taking the shears to a hedge in front of our property. I was a teenager and a perfectionist. This was about 60 feet long and in a straight line. I remember driving a pole in the ground at each end and then tying a string between them so I could cut it back to a nice straight line along the top and sides, shaping it as I went along. Well, my most valuable insight into pruning came many years later as I planted a few grape plants. Of course, I made sure that they're provided with the right soil, fertilizing, and watering to help it get off to a good start. Then, as branches started growing, it required a constant and sometimes daily task to prune and direct them. There were times when I had to cut off some in order to help other limbs go a better direction or be healthier. My efforts were rewarded as they grew and produced fruit. Delicious grapes. It helped me learn a lot about how God is constantly working in my life, taking some branches away in order to focus my efforts on areas that are according to His plan, not only for me, but also in a way that He could bless others around me. As the spiritual gardener, God's goal for us is spiritual maturity, bearing fruit in our lives. During this process, He doesn't want to hurt the plant so it dies, but He wants it to grow and be healthy and so it doesn't cause any harm to other plants around it. Think about how this pruning applies to you spiritually as a Christian. The Apostle Paul understood about God's pruning. He was constantly aware of his shortcomings, mistakes, and sin. Listen to his confession as he rejoices in God's understanding, faithfulness, and love. Romans 7. I've discovered this principle in life, that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's word and His law with all my heart, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that still happens within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am! Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Well, thank God. The answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. Then later, Romans 8, "So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus, and because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death." The law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So, God did what the law could not do. He sent His own Son in a body like the bodies we sinners have, and in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving His Son as a sacrifice for our sins. Here's a description of us as the branches, Jesus the vine, and His Father the gardener. Listen as Jesus Himself describes this relationship found in John chapter 15. "I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and He prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I've given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Friends, as we see and sense the pruning taking place in our lives, there is comfort in God's Word as it reminds us that it will all turn out good. Romans 8, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, He called them to come to Him. And having called them, He gave them right standing with Himself. And having given them right standing, He gave them His glory. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? And I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Yes, there are times when we question why a door of opportunity closes or something is taken away from us. But we can trust the gardener, His plan for us, and His infinite love for you and for me.
Thank you.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song. God is our spiritual gardener, helping and directing us as He lovingly prunes us. Jesus Christ is the vine that provides us with life and nourishment. I hope that this time has been encouraging and an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address: Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And friend, if you're not yet a believer, please think on these things. In order to have new life in Christ, you must confess with your mouth that you believe who Jesus is, the Son of God. Repent of your sins, agreeing with God that they're wrong and deserving punishment. Jesus took the punishment for all your sins on the cross, offering you the gift of salvation, a choice to be saved from the penalty of your sins. Please tell Him that you accept this free gift. Invite Him into your life. Now is the time. You're not guaranteed the next heartbeat, friend. I'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753. Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. That address, again, is calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from John 3. For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent His Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through Him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in Him.
Praising with the harp and lyre, let the cymbals ring.